when I was a little bitty boy, just above the floor. We used to go down to Grandma's house every month and or so. Have chicken pie, country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from feather to four to 11 geese, took a hole for the clock for the tick. And it hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. All right! Supper, we'd sit around the fire and the old folks spit and chew. My pa would talk about the farm and the war and Granny sang a ballad or two. Well, I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from feather to four and 11 geese took a whole old cloth for the tick. And it hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, had a lot of fun at Grandma's feather bed. Oh yeah! Well, I love my mother, my grandpa too. I went fishing with my uncle and I wrestled my cousin and even kissed Aunt Lou.
Ew.
But if I ever had to make a choice, guess it ought to be said, well, I'd trade them all plus a gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed. Yes, I'd trade them all plus a gal down the road. Best thing about the bed was a gal down the road. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from feathers of 4 and 11 geese, took a hole for the clock for the tick. And it held 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.